I remember staring out of the window that morning after the Palace Pier debacle. Smaller crimes. Colourfully named characters. Was it true that I was missing some bigger picture? All I knew was that I could see the detail and it was driving me mad. Down on the seafront, Jimmy the Gimp from the Milk Bar was in an animated conversation with Francesco from the Ponte Vecchio. They drew knives and started circling, then disappeared down the steps out of view. Irene from the Pretty Puss Club lifted the wallet of a day tripper and passed it to Brenda the Tart. Ham and Max Rummery swaggered past, eating ice creams, no doubt celebrating Max's release from Pentaville by planning to knock over the Regent Kinema on Saturday afternoon. I made a mental calculation of the number of laws being broken in full view of the station, and it came to 39.
Did I miss anything?
Well, only that the inspector made an arrest, dear.
What?
Didn't you know, Sergeant Brunswick? Oh, yes. Operation Woo is over. Case closed, and don't forget the diver, sir.
Inspector Steen arrested someone? Who?
Ronnie the Nurk.
Ronnie the Nurk? Who's he?
He came in and confessed. Nice boy. Always does what he's told.
But Ronnie can't have had anything to do with it. At the time in question, he was in custody, for heaven's sake. I pulled him in for behaving in a manner likely to cause consternation. 1923, Section 6.
Had you, dear? Well, he says he did it all the same. Moreover, he says it was all his idea and that he did it all on his tod. The sawing, the head, everything.
Ronnie the Nurk has only got one arm.
I know! You've got to hand it to him.
Don't feel bad, Sergeant Brunswick. If this Ronnie the Nurk chap is just pretending he's done it, possibly under pressure from the real villains, Brighton's criminal mastermind will probably get him a crooked lawyer to make sure the case collapses. Isn't that right, Mrs. Groynes?
Oh, that was the other thing. What you just said reminded me. He said he wanted to make it quite clear that there was no criminal mastermind, dear.
Oh, I don't know anymore, Mrs. Groynes. Sometimes I feel... Well, it's what Twitten's been saying. It's as though there are orchestrated dark forces preventing justice from being done in this town. If only I knew who was behind them.
Well, all this standing around jawing won't get the threat of global nuclear annihilation lifted, will it? Pass me my bag, dear.
Oh, here we are, Mrs. Goynes. Oh, this bundle of banknotes fell out.
Oh, tar, dear. Just pop it in there, that's right, with the others. Well, see you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What does it feel like to be shot, sir?
It itches, mostly. Oh, why did it have to be Ronnie the Nurk?
Sir, it just strikes me, sir. Mrs. Goynes knows an awful lot about the Brighton underworld, doesn't she? I mean, she knew Maisie, and she knows Ronnie the Nurk.
And thank goodness she does, Twitten. Thank goodness someone around here is prepared to acknowledge villainy actually exists in this town.
Ah, chaps, there you are. Did I ever tell you my lamplighter story, Brunswick?
The story about the lamplighter who noticed in 1927 that the Bank of Dundee on the north side of Leadenhall Street was about to fall down, but nobody believed him except you, sir.
That's the one. Do you think it would work for one of my Law and the Little Man talks?
Like a dream, sir. Ah. As I recall, the key elements of that particular story were that no crime was committed, no one got hurt, no one got arrested, there was no villainy whatsoever, and you came out of it with a promotion and a medal.
Sounds perfect, sir.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when Mrs. Groynes said I was as happy as a whippet in a lift just now...
Yes, sir?
I don't suppose you have the faintest idea what she meant by it.